दूसरे को भूल भी नहीं पाते, क्या करते हैं? कभी गोवर्धन में जाते हैं, उनका चरण चिन्ह देते हैं, उनकी याद आती जरूरी लगते हैं। भूलने के लिए फिर यमुना के किनारे जाते हैं, वहाँ यमुना के किनारे पर ऐसा कोई स्थान नहीं जो कृष्ण की स्मृति नहीं अपने हम तुम्हें छिपाएंगे। इसे वहाँ जाकर के और प्रार्थने लगते हैं, कभी ठंडी स्वर्ण में जाते हैं, कभी किधर जाते हैं, किंतु ब्रज की एक एक कण कृष्ण को, ब्रजवासियों को, नंद बाबा जो सोदा करना है, इसलिए भक्ति विनोद ठाकुर के लिए कीर्तन किया है ना, एक सब छोड़ में लाती है और वो रोते हैं, तड़पते हैं, तभी वो जो स्थान को नहीं छोड़ पाते, ये विशेषता है। तो जिसको थोड़ा भी प्रेम नहीं हुआ है, संबंध नहीं है, इस प्रेम की अनुभूति नहीं है, कृष्ण से ऐसा संबंध नहीं है, उस अनुभूति नहीं है भजन के प्रभाव से, तो क्या होगा? यह अनुभूति दिलाना ही गुरु का कार्य है, भगवान का कार्य है, यही भगवान की कृपा है। और उसकी सरल निष्ठा के ऊपर, अनकंडीशनल सरेंडर के ऊपर भी ये चीज है। यदि थोड़ा सा भी भाव आ गया, ऐसा दृढ़ आ गया कृष्ण के लिए, गोवर्धन में जाते कहां कृष्ण, रूप गोस्वामी क्या करते हैं, सनातन गोस्वामी, रघुनाथ दास गोस्वामी वृंदावन में, वृंदावन में देखते हैं गिरिराज गोवर्धन तो रोते हैं, सर राधा कुंड की सारी लीलाओं की स्मृति आती है, वो सब अपने लगते हैं, है ना, राधा कुंड कटे कलिंग समय आती है, एक बंसी कटे प्रेम उन्मार प्रसा प्रत्येक दशा प्रस्त प्रमत कौ गायन कौ हरे सदा हरे भाव आभूत कौ मुदा रोते हैं, तड़पते कहाँ कृष्ण कहाँ है, कृष्ण कहाँ है, वहाँ के वृंदावन में जाते हैं, वहाँ जाते हैं, इसलिए कृष्ण का अनुसंधान करते हैं। हम लोगों को जाता है कि उसको आराम करेंगे, खाएंगे पिएंगे, ये सब यदि वृंदावन में जाकर के परिक्रमा में यदि थोड़ा सा भी उद्दीपना हो और इस चीज की अनुभूति हो, कहाँ मिलेगी, कहाँ राधिका जी है, कहाँ गोपियां हैं, कहाँ सरकार लोग हैं, हे वृंदावन धाम आप कृपा करें, हे वृंदावनेश्वरी आप कृपा करें, हे गोपीनाथ गोपीश्वर महादेव आप क्या, हे जो माया क्या, ऐसी भावना आए तो उसको परिक्रमा करते, इस भाव के लिए हम लोग परिक्रमा करते।
Buddha is explaining one thing we have to understand from the core of our heart. Many times it has been told, but today is explaining very thing in detail. Very much is, we are feeling very deep separation for Krishna. They are weeping, they are crying, they are rolling on the ground, they are fainting, and everything is having deep grieved heart they are having. Why? But why it is so? That they are not dying. They are not going to Vrindavan to see Krishna. They are staying there itself, not moving here and there. To find Krishna in Mathura. Or if they are so much pain for Krishna, they can give up their body. But no. Vrindavasis are not doing this thing. Why? Very pathetic narration Gurudev has said, it occurred in his life. He told that when he went to Italy in Milan, during the morning time he used to go for each show. We call it morning parikrama, Gurudev goes. Then he found that whenever he was coming out of his car, a dog used to come, jumping and with a very great enthusiasm as if his owner had come. And when he will come near to that car, and he found her, not his owner, then he will leave that place. Gurudev noticed that it, then he went to another car. The new car which came and he stopped there. He went to that car and then he became again disappointed and left that car. Whenever any new car used to come in, he will jump to that car and will go to that car. Gurudev asked why he is doing this thing every time. Then he was being told that during the spring season there used to be a very, very big festival on the seashore. Thousands of people used to come here and so much gathering takes place. This job belongs to a very high class of rich man. From the childhood he was taking that job. He was feeding him personally. He was taking that dog every time in his car and giving all the love and affection to that dog. And dog was also was very much loyal and affectionate to that owner. This cub, child dog, became young, grown up, and he had his very nice time with his owner. But now he has become old. When this dog has become old, that owner has bought another small dog. And this big dog, this poor dog is of no use for me. So during that spring season, when there was a very big sale at the seashore, he drove all the way from his place 2,000 or 3,000 miles and came to this place. And he left this dog on the ground. And this dog also, with a full loyalty for his honor, just ran after a she dog. And he was allured to her. Meanwhile, his owner ran away from that place, took his car away. And realized when he went back and wanted to go back to his owner, owner was not there. He is every day now looking for his owner. He is staying there. And each and every car, he runs after that car and thinks probably his same owner has come. He is taking away. He is waiting for his honor. Why? Because he has received such a high class of love from that honor. And he is making all such involvement so much. And now he is reaching us. There is so much joy on his sight of eyes. And his condition is becoming very, very bad. But he is not living that way. Why? Because he has hope from that honor. So now,
that one day he will come, and he will pick up in his power, and with his love and affection. So he is always waiting, looking all, but not giving up that place. For more than 10 years he is waiting and waiting.
Similarly, when this dog, he is having hope, he is hoping against hope for his selfish master. Now come to that point. What about the gopis? They are waiting for Krishna. Krishna is not selfish. When he says something, he will perform that thing. Krishna has said, he has given his promise, he will come. When he has said that he will come, gopis have full faith, Krishna will come. And if Krishna comes there and he won't find the gopis, why? Because they have left their life. What will be the state of Krishna? So they are keeping their life. They are not giving up their body. They are not leaving that place. Why? Because if Krishna comes, meanwhile then they are not going to Mathura. They are not going to any other place to search for Krishna. Why? Because they are waiting at that place. Krishna has said Krishna will come there. Gurudev says Krishna comes there. In there, they think that they are dreaming. They think that because they are false illusion that they saw Krishna. But actually Krishna comes there and they talk to Krishna. They have interaction with Krishna because Krishna himself used to come there. But they were not realizing. Then they will say, oh, Krishna has come somewhere in their dream. So this is the highest class of love of gopis. They are ready to cry, they are ready to suffer, they are ready to feel any amount of misery than greed in their heart, but they are not ready to give up that faith because they are waiting for this. That is why Śrīla Bhakti Vinod Thakur has said, and much more. What do they say? When they have so much pain in their heart, they become restless, then they want to pacify themselves. They go to Govardhan. Probably Govardhan may pacify them, but it does not. Why? In Govardhan again there are so many symbols and there are so many pastimes of Krishna. All that reminds them about Krishna and then they become more and more painful. When they run back to Vrindavan and again they see so many imprints of Krishna's footprints there and the all pastimes become fresh in their mind and the Krishna separated mood again become more and more agreed in their heart. So, this is the role of gopis which we have to receive, we have to generate in ourselves. Śrīla Bhakti Vinod Thakur, that is why he says, Eitav Sonat Kahin Nahin Jaun, Eitav Sonat Paran Haram. This place where Krishna has performed all his pastimes, I will never leave. If I will have to leave, I will give up my life. This should be the role. Similarly, when we have a striking self-realization, such type of deep separation, then we will be able to understand that what is the real Bhakti. So they will say that because we don't have any relationship so far with our Gurudev, with Vaishnava, there is no question of having such a relationship with Krishna. Real thing is this, that when we go for Parikrama, Parikrama means when we go to Vrindavan, we should be so much anxious, we should be so much curious to see Krishna. We should pray to Vrindavan, where is Krishna, where is Radharani, where are gopis? We should pray to Yamunaji, where is Krishna? And this should be our mood. We should be also praying like gopis who are doing this thing. And having full faith, Krishna will come for them. This is called Parikrama.
Just Anil Mahaprabhu came to Vrindavan. And if he saw how we should be in Vrindavan, this is everything. Sometimes it is simple. When he went to the forest of Kauravan, he saw so many Stook and Sai, and they were fighting each other. Fish is greater and the law fish is not greater. He is rich Radhika Devi. And Mahaprabhu was hearing and observing that pastime. Oh, beating, rolling down in separation of Krishna and Radhika. Swarup Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, like this, they used to go in Vrindavan, Chaurasi, Rasgurajmanta, like this. We can see all these things, all these symptoms in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Gambhir Radhika. How he was feeling with the pressure for our meditation. This is to be realized in the association of Vaishnava, high class of devotees. If you are doing so, then our life is done. For Parikrama will also suffer. Raising giving this type of gold pranam. यहाँ से दर्शन करते हुए सदरी जैसे आज नगर संकीर्तन हुआ था, आज नगर संकीर्तन में कल हम यहाँ से मथुरा नगर में जाएंगे और कौन कौन गली में
दीक्षांत गली,
दीक्षांत गली
और हलीवाली गली
और होली वाली गली और उसमें हो सकता है कि हम लोग वहाँ पे बिहारी के घर में जाए